Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Eliezer took a spear and put it through a man and a Moabitish woman. And he says, because of that, you'll never cease to have somebody serve in the temple service. Because of his zeal. But it's like with James and John, who want to bring fire out of heaven. He said, you don't know what spirit you're of. You're different. I tell you what, it's fun to get in the Bible. Because it reinforces us. He says, don't get into this fleshly lust thing. Kicking out. You say, how do you know that? He's going to say, you're going to suffer. It's going to be hard. Wives, your husbands are going to be a little bit in a fit. And you need to be like Sarah. We're getting from one town to the other. You got to just do what you got to do. Just keep your eyes on me. I'll get you through it. It's all about that. Husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. What knowledge? I have no knowledge. I'm freaking out. I can't pay the bills. I don't have a house anymore. The knowledge that I'm on the throne and there's a reason and you're here as a scattered seed and God always leads us into triumph in Christ. You are His liberated prisoners. You've been brought out of the gates of hell and now you stand nobly, sword in hand, clad with shimmering armor that the angels see. And the devil's afraid of you. Mostly he's afraid you'll figure this out. Because if you figure this out, you'll be a force to be reckoned with. Let me quickly go through a couple of these things. He says, abstain from fleshly lusts, having your conversation, verse 12, honest. The word honest is kalos. Beautiful. We get the word color from it. There's agatha, and then there's words that have to do with transparent and honest. I don't know why they chose these words in the translator's mind. There's a couple like that in here, but this literally is kalos. Have your conversation beautiful. Remember the tennis shoes? Some of us. Converse means to go there and come back here. Conversation isn't talk. It's your going and your coming. Other translations updated manner of life. Is it beautiful or is it odious? Is it beautiful? Do people see in you something beautiful because you're showing forth the praises of Him? He's in you. You're happy that you were mercifully forgiven and you have a message. He says, have it honest among the Gentiles that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, do you realize anti-Semitism is not new and it's always been there? They speak evil against you as evildoers. He says, that they may see by your good works. Now that word is kalos as well. He says, your works need to be beautiful. That means you have subtlety. You know how to frame your life so that Jesus will be seen. Isn't that powerful? This makes sense, right? It makes sense. There's a rescue mission going on. We're the foot soldiers. People around us are lost. This is not complicated. It's just a little scary. That's why we don't dive in feet first, because we're a little scared. We just think, I don't know what to do with that. I can't be a witness. I'll send money to a missionary and let them do it. Now, that's fine. But you really got to work through this whole issue of believing unto righteousness. Because how can I not speak? Jeremiah couldn't. You know, how can I not say something? The Bible says having it honest, beautiful among the Gentiles. He says that even as they speak of you as evildoers, they see your beautiful works, which they shall behold and listen, glorify God in the day of visitation. The day of visitation is always a bad thing. So God in His mercy will bring a tribulation on this earth. He's bringing it and people are getting a little rattled. They're looking for anything they can get a hold of for hope. And they're hoping for Trump to come back. That's about it. That's about the only tool they got anymore. What else can there be? Food shortages? Of our Constitution, ripped in shreds, given over to the World Health Organization. Have you seen the guy that runs that? He's not even a doctor. He's known for fascist behavior and genocide involvement. This guy is a crazy person, and we're talking about this. How can this be? Because God is merciful. He'd like you to be scared down to your boots, so you'd begin to say, I'm not going to grab some pie-in-the-sky kind of idea. I'm going to grab Jesus. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. And that's in the day of visitation. They're going to remember you. Write this down somewhere if you want to listen to it later. It's called Those Crazy Christians by Brad Paisley. It's not a perfect song, but it talks about how those crazy Christians, people think all this about them. He says, but if I ever got in trouble, in the end, he says, I know who I'd call. I'd call those crazy Christians because they're good people. And if you're living the kind of life you need to be in the lives of those around you, and I'm not talking about everybody, but the people you know need to see you. And so you can't fake it. That's hypocrisy. I'll fake it when they're around, but I'm not going to. No. They'll know. I remember when I was in college, I would walk across the campus and I'd think, I don't know why I thought it, but I thought, God paints the pictures. Sometimes I'd be walking across there so lonely I could die. I was a partier with a haircut. Didn't know much about anything. And I had one song. What a day that will be. Got me through. And I thought, well, God paints the pictures. Even if I'm glum in my heart, I'm going to sing this song. And it would kind of balance me out, you know. It wasn't perfect. But it got better. And better. And better. Then I found a good girl. And it got better and better. And then I got out and got a ministry and, you know, got better and better. God's been good. And He'll be good for you. And to you. And with you. Because He wants to what? Paint the picture. He's painting that picture. Guy across the street of me, some of you guys remember that story? He watched me. He didn't even know me much. He just knew I used to be a renegade. All of a sudden, I got a haircut, and I'm shooting baskets alone. And he says, is that David? No, it's the wife. Yeah, that is. And this guy got saved just from watching the transformation from afar. I was told about this a couple of years later. Got saved. Your life is important. You've got to be consistent because they're watching all the time. The Bible says, having your conversation beautiful, that they may see your beautiful works. Look at verse 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. Show them what it is to arrange yourself under. You know, Jesus submitted Himself to His parents when He was there at the temple. He said, didn't you know I should be about my Father's business? The moment He turned 12 and He's bar mitzvahed out, now He's a child of the law, He can go in there and talk now. This is great. I mean, can you imagine Jesus? He's 11. He's thinking, okay, I'm going to make another chair. What's going on over at the temple? You know what's going on over at the temple? I had to go over there and talk to those guys. Oh, I heard them the other day while I was delivering a chair. Man, they were talking about God. I didn't want to talk with them about Him. Bar mitzvah! Bar mitzvah! Hey, guys, I got a question for you. And they were amazed. The Bible says, submit yourselves. Because these guys are there for what? Verse 14. You want a definition of government? Duties? Punishment of evildoers and praise of those that do well. Don't hear much about the praising, do you? But it should be part of it. Verse 15. For so is the will of God that you in well-doing. Now this word is agathos, which is just doing the good stuff. Just doing good works. Good works. Just essentially good works. That you through good works, well-doing, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. The word for ignorance, we get the word agnostic from. It means you can't know. These people can't know. Do you know why they can't know? Because we give them so many reasons not to believe. This past week, somebody that was working around, they were, did you just swear? I said, no, I didn't swear. But they were looking for it, right? And it's like, no. And what I'm saying is, we just let it all go. It's just me. Me? No! You got to realize God's on the side pushing in that clay and He's working on you and He's trying to make you be believable. You ever heard somebody, that's unbelievable. You need to be believable. And you do it by good works. He says in verse 16, as free. Because that's what you are. Who are you? You're free. Woohoo! Free! You're free! You say, well, wait a minute, he's going to talk about servants being in somebody's house and being in haven. Yeah, because if you're a free man, then you're the Lord's servant. And if you're a servant, you're the Lord's free man. You're free. Because that's what he did. He made you free. You don't have to worry about commandments. They were all nailed to the cross. Jesus satisfied them all on our behalf. You say, what about that hanging chad over there called the Sabbath? 4:9 of Hebrews says we have a Sabbatism. It's a rest that's always there. We don't have to rest on Saturday because we're resting all the time. Strive ye therefore to what? Enter into his rest. You have a rest. The work was complete on the Sabbath day. That's what they were to commemorate. The work is complete in salvation now. Rest. Free. He says that's free, not using your liberty, your freedom as a cloak for maliciousness. Interesting word, only used one time in the Bible. You've heard of apocalypto. He talked about it at the revelation of Jesus. Now you're thrown out there into the world. You're going to be the revelation of Jesus to these people. Remember, we parsed the word a little bit. It means away from being hidden, away from being stolen. It's klepto, stolen. It's crypto, hidden. Apocalypse, it's made up of a threefold word. This is apocalypse. The idea is it's epi. It's a pun. Don't use your liberty as a place from which to hide the gospel, to steal the gospel from somebody. I'm free. I can do what I want. That's libertinism. This is the only place this word is. Probably a coined word. Don't hide it. Don't steal it from other people. And he goes on and he says, not using it as a cloak for maliciousness. Remember the word malicious? I told you, malignancy. Remember verse 1 of this chapter? He says, laying aside all malice, malignancy. He says, don't use it as a cloak for malignancy, but as the servants of God. Use it as the servants of God. And honor all men. You say, well, he's going to talk about the king and all that. He says, all men. Everybody needs honor. Every person, every child. Honor. Why? Because they're created in the image of God. This is a world where the image of God is being defaced in the mortuaries. It's being defaced in many of the nursing homes. Just go over to New York and a couple of those in Michigan where they were putting people down during COVID. They're talking about euthanasia. Right now they've got a way you can get a teledoctor service now you can call. I don't know if it's America's, but heard about it this past week. You can call in and they'll give you the right to go kill yourself. And you can get another doctor to give you the meds. They don't love us anymore. I don't know that they ever did. The Bible says, honor the king, fear God. And I'm going to end there because I want you to know this. He just told you who you are so that you'd be able to do what you need to do. You can't do what you need to do if you don't know who you are. He loves you, man. You are loved by him. You are loved by him. He just wants you to thrive. He wants your heart to sing. He wants you to rise above. Somebody said, how are you doing? Oh, good, under the circumstance. No, don't be under the circumstance. You've heard that. But truly, Christians ought not be under the circumstances because we know too much to be under them. We know the one who's writing the story. Where are you today? I've really gone deep into the issues of what it means to really believe. I am baffled in my day about who's saved and not. I mean, I hear people. They die and their family hates them. I hear stories. And I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm baffled. I don't know. My dad gets saved at the last minute and I'm thinking, I hope, because he had no words, but the way he acted, I've got an 80-20 on this. But what about your friends? People who are church people who don't even know God, don't know the gospel, don't know what's going on in the world because they don't even know that God's got a kingdom on the agenda, even though they heard all their life, thy kingdom come, and things are happening now. There's no impetus. And so I say to you, my heart bleeds for those kind of realities. And I don't want any of us in this room to go to hell from a church pew. I want you to understand, with the heart, one believes unto righteousness. Jesus is righteousness. Good works, beautiful conversation. It all is what happens when you really believe, because people's lives are depending on it, just like the little baby in the womb of the woman in the illustration earlier. Would you bow with me for a moment?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30. And we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.